You are now checked in to Stand Up New York Labs. Oh, yeah.
Hi, guys. Welcome to the Invasion of Privacy podcast. I'm Kate Wolf.
And I'm Joe Santagato. And today we have a very special guest.
Akash Singh, everybody.
What's up, guys? Thank you all for having me.
No problem. Thanks for coming on.
So, Akash, can we talk about what show you're about to be on, or is that...
I think they're not going to make the announcement till December.
Okay, well, but, so Akash got on something very exciting, but we're not going to tell you till December.
I'm not as famous as Joe. Joe, you got a ton of internet love, and I'm not even saying that condescendingly. That's the new fame, man. You figured it out. I think we're too old, and we're still watching TV like fucking fossils.
Yeah, I mean... I think there is a transition now where people are watching less TV and more internet.
Yes, and I didn't realize that until I did Wildin' Out with King Batch, who's got like 6 million Vine followers, Timothy De La Ghetto, who's got like 1.5 billion YouTube views, and kids stopped him on the street like we would stop fucking Will Smith.
Yeah.
And so that happens to you a lot?
Yeah, it does sometimes. It's like weird, like when you're walking down the street and like people are kind of looking at you, but you don't know if they're just looking your direction or they know who you are. It's like a weird... thing. It's like the only thing I can equate it to is I hate it, by the way. I hate that I have to like kind of think, you know what I mean? It's just weird.
I was talking to my boy Andrew Schultz about that, and he was like, it's kind of weird where like you're not famous, not like everybody knows who you are, so if someone's looking at you, they could be like, oh shit, I love this guy from TV, or what the fuck is this dude looking at, you know what I mean? So he's like, I have no real idea how to act.
Same thing. It's like you don't know if like, is this guy gonna fight me right now? Like, what is he doing? You know what I mean? Like, why is he looking at me? And also, it's like it's weird when someone comes up to you and is like, "Oh, what's up, man? You're really funny. I love your videos. Can I take a picture of you?" And I'm like, "Yeah, sure." And then we do that, and then the person walks away, and then everyone else is kind of like, "Who the fuck is this kid?" You know what I mean? It actually happened to me when I was in Party City. I was shopping for Halloween, and some dude that I was like standing on the line. Some dude was like, "Oh, dude, what's up? Can we take a picture real quick?" I was like, "Yeah, cool." So we took a picture, and this Asian woman in front of me turns around and goes, "Oh, I didn't realize there was a famous kid behind me." And I was like, "Ah, ha, ha, ha," like, whatever, right?
Then that's an awkward position to be in.
Yeah, and then 10 minutes later, like, she says something to her husband, and then she turns around, she goes, "Can I take a picture of you?" And I'm like, "Okay." And then we took a picture. I'm
as
like,
soon as people,
she doesn't know who I am. Why is she doing that?
Like, people just have, like, that fear of a lack of something, you know? So, like, wait, I don't know who this is, but maybe he is someone big, and I might be losing out on a moment.
Yeah, it's like
so
when
they
a
just
want
to get it.
It's like when a dude has on a wedding ring, and then everybody, all of a sudden, girls are like, "Oh, he's hot." Yeah, you know what I mean,
exactly.
What are you going to caption that photo? Like, I don't understand. Like,
apparently he's famous. That's what the caption is going to be. Something
apparently.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's super weird. But
I mean, right now I'm the state of mind where I went to my OBGYN a couple weeks ago, and you know, I was filling out I'm comedian, and I was like shouting it out to everyone to feel special. I was like, I'm a comedian.
That's great.
And they're all like, "Oh, we're going to come to a show." Like, that's not necessary.
Do people recognize you? You're on a couple TV shows.
Sometimes, but they might be recognizing me, or like as soon as they, sometimes I get recognized, very rarely, but some, when I do tell people I'm a comedian, they often will confuse me with either Jamie Lee or Rachel Feinstein, because I feel like there are some girls that look kind of like
that's
me.
Hilarious,
so sometimes I'm like, no, that definitely wasn't me.
You're like the in-between of Jamie Lee and Rachel Feinstein.
Just go with it.
If there was a middle sister, it would be you.
I would just say yes to everything. Like, that was me.
Yeah.
I'm killing it.
I'm telling jokes while getting a pap smear, and it's not necessary. But no, Akash is actually, are you still on Wildin' Out?
We're filming again in February. We don't know what the cast is yet. But we'll see. We'll see how that goes.
That show would make me so nervous to be on, because you have to think about that stuff in the moment, right?
Oh, yeah. It was one of the most stressful things I've ever done in my life. Not only that, but like they rehearse all the games to make sure you know all the rules. So you play, there's like 60 possible games. You play all of them for a week leading up to the filming, and they tell you right now you're competing for episodes. Guys who do really well, going to get a lot of episodes. Guys who don't do really well, not going to get that many, and we might send one or two of you home because we got too many people. So you're like, what the fuck? I mean, the audition was already crazy. The callback was even crazier. And now it's like, I'm still not done auditioning for the rest of this week, and I was very out of my comfort zone with improv games and stuff like that, and my confidence just got lower and lower to the point that I had to have a talk with the executive producer, like, pull him aside, and he had to, like, give me a pep talk. Like, this is what you're doing wrong. I was like, man, I feel like my career is on the line every day and I'm not really coming through. So what is it? It was crazy.
It's so I would get an ulcer from that stress.
It was insane.
I would not like that. I would, first of all, there's no way I'd ever get on a show like that. I would be like, your soul is a bad tone right now. Your aura, yeah. Your aura color is a little off. So there.
That's funny.
Burn.
Kate, I feel like we don't see each other as much now. And then you're like a completely, not different person, but just that talking about souls, like that's how you reference yourself as jokes. It's like, man. Kate before wouldn't have identified herself like
yeah, because
she's all about souls and vaginas. That's it.
She's always been about vaginas.
Yeah, always been about
vaginas. Vaginas have always been a thing.
Souls and vaginas.
Probably ever since a baby came out of that thing. She's like, that's an insane.
Oh, no. Before
I'm
going to
talk about this forever.
Hysterical. No, so yeah, because Akash, we haven't really like hung out consistently probably in like a year and a half.
Right.
Which is so sad.
Yeah.
But because Akash and I used to both run shows together at the Village Lantern.
Yeah, it's basically like hell with comedy.
It's really rough.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so I've gotten really, before I was like spiritual, but it wasn't the main thing I talk about. And then right. When I got into that bad car accident with Shane about a couple years ago.
I didn't even know about that. What the hell happened? I'm sure you've talked about this on the show. Is it cool if I hear it one more time?
Yeah, I'll tell it real quick.
Okay.
I was driving with Shane in the car, right. Going like 80 miles per hour in the left lane. Out of nowhere, my tire blew.
Jesus
like it was not
Christ.
Anything I could like control,
right,
you know?
Right.
It just blew and my car just started spinning across all the lanes.
Jesus.
And as I was spinning, I saw the headlights coming at me, you know, because I turned around, my car turned and I was facing the other way and I was like, they were close, the headlights, and I was
right,
like
right.
Well, we're about to get smashed,
right?
And then it kept going and I saw it was going towards the guardrail and I just didn't know what was about to happen,
right?
Hit the guardrail. I thought it had been a car that must have hit us, but we hit the guardrail, spun back into the middle of all of the lanes, but my car was totaled. Shane and I we walked away fine.
Oof.
It was crazy.
So it was like a higher power, you think, that saved you?
Yeah, I think it's the higher power that saved me. And I think it was almost, I think a lot of those kinds of events are meant to wake you up.
Okay.
Because it was after that that I started seeing this like purple energy thing. Mm-hmm. And at first I didn't know if, you know, I had hit my head or what had happened.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then I researched and it turned out to be all this other stuff. And since then, yeah, I've definitely
souls
been way
and vaginas
more.
Now.
Yes.
Yeah, so souls has been added to vagina, which is a whole different thing, honestly.
Yeah.
Most vagina talk does not lead to spirituality. You know what I mean?
I think vagina and sexuality is very connected to spirituality.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Explain.
Well,
have you done all this? Am I retreading?
I don't know.
Joe's like, here we go.
Why don't you start talking about spirits? She's like, well, there's
the
angel.
Well, I didn't know
room.
That spirits and vaginas were so closely.
No, just
form.
just I don't know if they are close, but Kate just
absolutely.
Tells her that's her shit.
Okay. I mean, absolutely.
Okay.
Sexuality is something that, you know, I'm sure it's in a lot of cultures, but definitely here in the U.S., it's kind of like taboo. We say it's not. We're a very like porn-centered culture, but we're not like a sexuality. You know, like if you put a picture of a woman breastfeeding, people get like uncomfortable.
Is that sexuality, though?
There's something about that. I wouldn't. Yeah, in a sense, like the nudity, the beautiful part of sexuality.
This
I'm starting to like get lost in the definition.
Yeah, because to me that's not a sexual thing. That's a mom feeding her baby. So
but
there's nothing remote. And I think that's where we get thrown off. Is it's like juxtaposing this thing that we associate with sex, and now it's feeding a goddamn infant, which is the most pure thing on earth, and I do not handle that clash well.
Because I guess what I'm trying to say is people are mixing up. Do you get what I'm saying? Because sex has this weird porn thing to it. When we see a boob, even if it's in this breastfeeding way, we get like crazy weird about it. It has to do with our uncomfortability with, I think, true sexuality, which is like the claiming of your power through sex. I feel like I'm getting a little out there. But
you definitely are.
For me.
Are we talking about titties? What are we talking about now?
Yeah, how old are you again? But Joe, how old are you again? You young, right?
I'm 22.
Oh, yeah, man. Come on, son.
A part of embracing your sexuality is embracing and being comfortable with your body and uninhibited with your body. So that's kind of where I was making the connection, right? It's like we can look at porn bodies that are like plastic and the girls are going, but then when we actually look at what a body looks like, you know, we're like, oh, cover that up. That's not okay.
I think maybe that's our definition of beauty, right? Like porn, porn girls look like what we define as being beautiful. Whether it's fake or real, that's what we define as being beautiful. Flat stomach, big ass, big tits.
But I think it's alarming that what we find beautiful is a lot of the times not organic and kind of fake.
Sure.
You know, so that kind of speaks for all of us because most of us don't look like that. So if we're saying that's beauty, then we're saying we're not beautiful.
I look like that.
Joe does have a solid body. I'm not even going to front. Ladies?
I got a fat ass
micro penis. I've heard he has a micro penis.
Who'd you hear that from?
No one. Look, you couldn't even let me go with that joke. Where'd you hear that one, Kate?
Yeah, you can't attack
him. I was setting you up. Oh, I was giving you an outlet pass.
From all the guys you bang. They said they could barely feel it in their buttholes.
There you go. Throw a gay joke in there. Do something.
You know?
I'm sorry.
That's interesting. That was interesting. I don't know. I'm going to be honest. It kind of seems like you have these two interests, for lack of a better word, and you're just going to say, hey, let's bring these together.
I think almost anything can be linked to spirituality, to be honest.
Okay,
but I do think sex is something in the middle of sex, and when you're like really in it, it's a mind. I do think it's a mind, body, spirit connection in that moment. If you let yourself go. But same that surfing could also be a mind, body, spirit.
Okay.
It's something where you get lost in the act.
For sure.
And you're just kind of like going with the flow of life. And sex is one of the activities. Okay. Dancing would be another
thing. That makes a lot of sense. No, I'm with that. I'm with that.
So it's just sex is something that where you can let it flow in that way.
Right. Okay. That makes sense.
Mm. Powerful stuff here. On the podcast.
I actually, because we were bringing up sex, I got...
Did I start off too heavy? Was that...
No, I love that.
Oh, that's cool.
That's why I want to start off every time. I got an email that I'd like to read from one of our listeners, and I'd like for all of us to answer it, and then we're going to get into your story,
okay.
Akash.
That's great that you got emails. That's great.
We get a lot of emails. We have a lot of amazing fans and listeners, and they are so complimentary, and they genuinely are like, this has changed my life. Because we talk a lot about following your dreams, not being stifled in life.
Don't be stupid.
Yeah.
Coming from someone following his dreams and killing it.
Yeah, you know, was it worth all the struggle it took to get here?
Yes.
I would not say so.
Struggle, the beauty's in the struggle. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, no, that's what everybody told me. And then when I was struggling, I was like, listen, man, this is ugly as fuck. And I don't see where the beauty is coming.
If it was easy, everyone would do it.
Yeah, I remember this. We had so many mice in my apartment. It was disgusting, and I couldn't afford a gym membership. So I was doing P90X, and it was like 2 in the morning because that's when I got home from a show. And I was doing push-ups, and then just mice were just running by my face the whole hour. And I'm just all these exercises on the ground, and there's just mice as I'm doing. It was just a fucking horrible memory. Like, I'm not going to look back on that and be like, that was beautiful.
The struggle was beautiful.
You might though, and not in that way, because I can now look back on my marriage that was pretty gnarly in many ways, and be thankful for what it taught me. And
but you didn't have mice in your marriage, so it's different.
Oh,
I definitely didn't have mice in the marriage. That's for sure.
No,
but I don't know, because I always say if you meet a really rich kid who's had it all from the start, a lot of times they're such a pain to talk to.
They're weird. They're maladjusted.
Yeah, they don't have story. They don't have depth a lot of the times. Not every person. I'm sure you can grow up with a lot of money and, you know, still have found a way to be creative and grounded. But I think there's something beautiful about a story where there's struggle.
You know, one of the illest things I ever heard was on an episode of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Ashley wanted to go to public school. And they didn't want her to. And then at the end, the mom says, you know, sometimes I think we work so hard to give our kids what we didn't have, we forget to give them what we did.
I love that.
Was so ill. That shit hit me in the heart as I said it.
No, it's true. Woo!
My balls are tangling right now.
When you try to save someone from pain or struggle, you're not doing them a favor.
Right.
You know, so it's tricky though, because that doesn't mean you want to have a kid and be like,
I mean, you are and you aren't.
Yeah, you don't want to have a kid who's fucking doing, he has nothing. It's a weird line.
That's
man.
What I'm saying. There's
it's
a
like
balance,
you're not gonna
though.
Get any fucking close.
Oh, you hungry?
Curtains,
you hungry
some...
Here's a spear.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want to do that, but
go out and kill a dog.
There is something. There's like
there's a balance. I think if you have a lot of money, it would be nice to take your kids on activities still that are grounding, like if it's working in a field sometimes.
Volunteer.
That's all I could think of. Volunteering. Things like that.
Working in a field.
Yeah,
like, well, no, like a manual labor type of thing, like physical.
Yeah,
but,
I don't even know what a field looks like.
My brother was getting his PhD in philosophy, stopped the year before he got the PhD to become an organic farmer. Wow. And so much happier.
I was actually reading this thing at work today that there's a guy who was in the NFL. He walked away from a 5-year, $37 million contract to be a farmer, and he's never been a farmer before.
Good for him.
Who? Huge black guy. His name's...
I think we assumed as soon as you said NFL.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're like skinny Irishman. Skinny Irishman.
No, but you think of farmer, you're just thinking like some redneck white dude. I don't know. But
true.
It's like
very
this,
true.
This this guy, he was like a center, so he was huge.
Right.
And he just fucking became a farmer. And they're like, how did you know how to like become a farmer? He's like, I had no idea. It's like, I have 1,000 acres, and I just like YouTube how to farm. And now he farms, and like his first crop, like he grows everything on 5 acres, and then his first like haul, he like donates to whatever, and then he grows the rest for the rest of the year.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
Yeah, I think some people have a craving to get back to nature. We're so removed from it, most of us, even if you don't live in New York City, we have lost our connection to Earth,
right,
and to that stuff. And I think for some people, they just hit a point and they're like, I need to get back to that.
Yeah,
right.
Where some of us just keep going to our office jobs and leading miserable lives. I mean, even right. teaching for me, even though I was an art teacher, which you would think would be more free,
right?
I felt so stifled. It really felt... And a school, if you think about a school, it looks like a prison.
Yeah, true.
Less true. Barbed wire and rape.
Yeah, there was no rape going on in my school, but as far as I knew.
You didn't have any female teachers hooking up with male students? That's like the thing now.
That is like the most popular thing.
That's
now.
The new black.
It is.
It's female teachers.
You know what I think
not,
about
Orange
it?
Is not the new black. It's fucking teachers banging students is the new black.
Seriously. I think, honestly, with why these women are doing it, obviously, who knows exactly why? It's case to case. I think a lot of these women, especially the ones with kids and marriages, are so unhappy. They just like...
Want to fuck?
It builds up, and they want an escape from their life. They want excitement, and I am not condoning it.
Right.
But I'm saying, like, I think they're so unhappy, and they go home to their kids, and they don't love their husbands anymore, and they're working jobs they don't like. And because they're not feeling passionate, they want to feel excitement. They want an escape. They want to feel attracted to someone again because maybe they feel like they can't leave their husbands now that they have kids with them. I think a lot of the times that's what's happening.
But isn't there another teacher you could fuck? You know
dude,
I mean?
Just fuck a
well,
teacher.
I'm sure for the most part, people
fuck a hooker.
Do that.
Yeah,
do
or, gotta... yeah, I had a dean in middle school got arrested in an undercover prostitution sting. In retrospect, he was handling it in a much more healthy way. Not healthy, but much healthier than fucking a student.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'm not saying, you know, so go when you're feeling that, go fuck right. a student. I'm saying that's where
no,
I think.
No, I don't think you are. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, on that argument.
I don't
like,
think they're
yeah.
thinking rationally, though. I don't think
okay,
they're thinking like, oh, I'm unhappy.
That's true.
Time to go have an affair. Like, I think they're something in their head's like, because maybe they're around that student all the time.
That's
and,
something that, like, I feel like if you're super upset with yourself and it's like, this is... against the law, I'm not supposed to be doing this. So there's like excitement there, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
like knowing you're not supposed to do it, but yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like teens and drinking, like, oh, I'm not supposed to drink, so I'm gonna drink this 40, like I'm hammered.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
that's
it's like
why.
Exactly, it's the thrill, whereas like
it's still
so
fucking gross.
Having an affair with a regular teacher would be like them doing cocaine, but having an affair with the students like heroin, you know, they're like, oh yeah.
Oh shit.
So what you're saying is cocaine's not that bad.
Yeah,
it's not heroin.
So kids.
It's not heroin. It's not black tar.
You
heroin.
Can do cocaine and still get your life back on track fairly easy. If you're doing heroin, you might need a little more help or assistance picking the pieces back up.
That's hysterical.
It's crazy.
All right, let me read this email.
Back to the email.
Okay, I'm not going to say your name because I don't know if I have permission to say your name. Hi, I'm 20 years old and I currently have been curious about having sex. I've never had it, but I don't want to do it with a random person. There was this guy I was talking to that I was thinking on having my first time with, but I wanted to be comfortable enough with him, and I liked him. But one day, after not talking to each other for 2 days, I texted him, and he replied with, I'm not ready for a relationship, and he wanted to stay focused on school and wanted to remain friends. Like a month later, he texted me at 1 a.m. with, hey, are you awake?
No, don't fuck this dude.
Exactly.
It's so easy. Do not fuck this dude.
Let me finish, but we already know your answer, and I like it. And I said, I just woke up. And he said, oh, crap, sorry. And I said, what's up? He didn't reply. But would it be crazy to just randomly text him? I want to be friends with benefits. Just because I've been curious, and he's not a total stranger. a friend of ours got us talking. I need someone's opinion. And then it says other stuff. She's like, right. I'm young. Should I just go and experiment? It's sex.
Would you like to?
Yeah, I mean, Akash, listen, you take
I'm not
it first.
Having, we're going to talk about this at length, I'm sure. I'm trying not to have sex until I get married, which is insane at this point in my life. But
How old are you?
I mean, listen, I'm in the business where you got to lie about your age. I'm old enough to start lying about my age. I'll tell you that much.
He's younger than me, and I'm 33.
That didn't help me at all. I think people think I'm older than I am now.
Yeah, hey. He's 32 and a half. No, I'm joking. He's not.
Turning 33 tomorrow.
He's not 33 this week. Don't do it, man. I mean, if you want to have sex with somebody, I'm not like, you got to abstain, whatever, whatever. But it should be, I understand you're curious, but it should be somebody who at least seems like a good dude. And some dude who don't text you until it's 1 a.m. and he wants to fuck, that don't seem like a good dude.
I agree.
Yeah. I mean, what I was going to say is that what she said is like, she's like, I want to try it, but I don't want to just do it with a random person. This is still a random person.
Great point. You know what I'm saying? Fucking
like,
great point.
That's still a random person. Like, you just barely talked to me. It's almost like she's looking for an excuse to fuck this guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's like, oh, well, we talked a little bit. Like, he texted me. He kind of answered me like, okay, like, this is what you do. Like, you have to know this person. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not trying to tell people, like, I'm not trying to be your dad, like, this is who you should fuck, this is who you shouldn't fuck. But if you're going to say something like, I don't want it to be a random person, which I don't think it should be a random person the first time you have sex with somebody, but whatever. But, yeah, I mean, he's still a random person.
That's a great point.
Yeah, I think a lot of times girls will lie to themselves and be like, oh, I'm fine with friends with benefits. I'm fine. Yeah,
especially if you're a virgin, you're not fine with friends. You don't even know what that's like. You don't even know what the benefits are. Like, how are you going to be a friends with benefits when you don't even know what they are?
To lose your virginity, first of all, I'm not a virgin. If I have sex with someone, attachment occurs. The first time you have sex,
huge.
Major attachment.
Huge. It's the first time. No one cares about the second time. That doesn't mean shit. But the first time is a thing, man.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I did most things. I remember the first time I drove a car. That shit matters to me way more than the second time I drove a car.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I feel like people.
And 20's not that. I get.
She held on for way longer than most kids, as far as I know.
And that's great. That's she deserves mad props. But it's not like, you know, 20, just wait, you know, find someone that's going to really have a connection with you.
Yes.
Like I said, I think sex is a spiritual thing and it opens you up.
Sure.
Whether or not you want to try to keep closed off during it, it's still, whether or not you like it, it's going to open you up. So yeah, I would say the same thing don't let a person penetrate you who's not respecting you. You're letting them inside of
you. That's also a great
point.
Yeah, and he's texting you at 1 a.m, hey you up. The hey you up is the least respectful text in the history.
If I'm texting you at 2 a.m., hey you up, my hand is on my dick.
Yo.
Seriously.
Seriously.
I'm texting you with my left hand. Make no mistake.
But then for her to be like, oh, I'm sleeping, and he goes, oh, crap, sorry. And then she goes, what's up? No response. Like, I mean, seriously, go fuck yourself.
This might sound mean or whatever, but you were not the first person he texted, hey you up.
Yeah, probably not.
And you don't want your first time, I don't think, to be with that. You know what I would honestly suggest? If you really just want to fuck, go find your best male platonic friend. And have sex with him. At least
she doesn't
there's
want
something
to.
There.
There's a reason why she doesn't want to. Do you
why
know what I mean?
That?
There's because she likes this guy. Whether or not she.
Oh, okay. Whether or not she. You're saying. Okay.
Yeah, because she hasn't. Like, if she just wanted to have sex in general, she could just go and pick someone.
But
she wants it with this guy because she has an
dude.
Attraction.
But that's the problem. Like, I feel like that's the problem with like relationships nowadays too. Because kids just jump into it. You know, I'm saying kids. I'm fucking 22. But I'm just saying like people just jump into relationships. You know what I mean? So quickly, they look for like, they're like, all right, I know that I'm lonely. And when I see pictures of couples, I want that. So they just like look for the first decent looking person. The first person they find attractive and is like kind of cool. Like we kind of get along. They're like, fuck it. Let's just do it.
Yeah.
Let's just be in a relationship. Like, why are you going to do that? Like, not only are you disrespecting the whole, you know, relationship thing, but it's like, You're selling yourself short too.
You're
like, don't settle for like just any old person. You know what I mean? I would never like date someone or like be with someone if I wasn't like totally about them. You know what I mean? I wouldn't like do that.
But that always catches up to people. If you settle just because you don't want to be lonely, you're eventually, whether it's a year or two in, you're gonna look at that person and be like, wow, I am not satisfied.
Yeah, I mean,
and then you end up cheating on your husband with a student.
That's hysterical. I actually didn't think about her just being like, I want somebody. I thought the fact, maybe that he was playing this game made him more desirable. I don't know if that's true. But
a
I was
lot
thinking,
of the times that is true.
I was thinking about this this weekend. It's just like I was talking to a female friend, and we just like I just kind of broke it down in my mind. Is like I think with women and being attractive to women, it's all about demonstrating worth or like showing them you have value. So if I have money, that's value. If I'm a good-looking dude to a degree, that's value. If a girl's hollering at me and I don't seem into her, it seems like I got other options, and then that gives me value. Don't let shit like that give a dude value.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Look for value in other things. A guy's intelligent. A guy is good to people. Whatever. That's where you should find the value. Don't find value in, oh, he's got other options. He must be incredible.
Yeah, because in a sense, then she's giving away her power.
Right, sure.
I feel like if she's putting him on a pedestal for the wrong reasons. Sure. No one should ever be on a pedestal anyway, but it's kind of what you're saying. But I just feel like if she allowed that person in just because he seems busy, you know?
I love that shit that you just said. Like, I'm like... That what you just said, like, is like something I would think about, and but you put it down on paper, like,
yeah,
very
no,
well, you
I
know
just,
what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, comedians, we just think like too much, and then we just started talking, and then it just kind of kept going in my head. And the next day, I was like, oh, it's probably just I don't remember where it was coming from, but it was something about like, you know, what makes guys attractive to girls, and we were going over one scenario,
yeah,
and that's when it hit me. It's just like you demonstrate value to all these girls, and girls in every species are the ones who are selective. They have a limited number of eggs, like biologically speaking. You might be into this evolutionarily. Mm-hmm. You got a limited number of eggs. Dudes just make sperm like it's nothing. So sperm is cheap to us. We'll fuck anybody, impregnate anything. We don't care in any species. Girls get a set number of eggs, so they're like choosy about who they let have one, for lack of a less scientific
I love that.
Say.
Yeah, guys are like, all right, I'll just give it to a lot and of these is, chicks.
Yeah, and that's when girls are like, why are guys like this? I'm not like that, but I get it. Like, genetically, every species, that's how we're hardwired. So, if, girl, this guy doesn't really, I hate to break it to you, but he don't really give a fuck about you. He just got cheap-ass sperm, and he willing to unload it. You know what I mean?
Cheap-ass sperm. Yeah. The next of your, the name of your comedy special.
I mean, if she's saying, you know, she wants to be friends with benefits, I hope she knows what that ultimately, like, means and what the consequences are when it comes to that. For one, I don't really know a lot of people that shit works out.
True.
Sometimes it does, but it's very rare. But you know, sometimes it just mostly gets fucked up. Someone gets disrespected, and then you guys don't talk. Also, friends with benefits. If people know that, they look at you weird. Like, how can you just fuck someone? You know what I'm saying? Like, they would think that. And you are a virgin at 20 years old, so a lot of people are just kind of like a lot of people. I feel like a lot of people would respect that. But there also is a lot of people who would just be like, why aren't you?
Oh, there are way more of the second type.
No, I know. Like, why aren't you fucking? You know what I mean? Like, why aren't you doing that? But, like, I don't know, man. If you held off for this long, there's no point to try and go out of your way to lose it now. Like, why are you just going to go out of your way? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and to your point, make sure you're not doing it. Like, make sure if you're sexually curious, great. But try to figure out, am I just sexually curious because everybody's looking at me like I'm weird for not having sex by the time you're 20? And if that's happening, that's unfortunate. But, like, you know, I don't think that's the reason to. I want to stop getting made fun of. Let me
give
this dude my
reason.
Fucking soul.
That's a stupid reason to do anything. That's right. Like, all my friends are doing black tar heroin. Like, kind of want to do it just so people don't make fun of me or look at me weird. Like, it's the same thing. It's not the same thing.
What
but
if it's
like
because
the same concept.
What if it's because she's just horny? Like, what if she just really? What would your advice
this,
be then?
Here's my advice. This is what I do. Okay, if you feel like you want to fuck some girl and you're kind of like you know you want to fuck. Listen, if you got a boner, everything is crazy. All right, your whole life changes when you got a boner.
Clearly.
You got a boner. I call it boner goggles, right? It's like beer goggles, but you got a boner. Girls are suddenly hotter.
That's
you know? It's like whatever.
That's
so
hilarious.
So you've got your boner goggles
God,
on.
That's funny.
Right? So girls are just like, your girls are like a 3. She's like a 7 now. You're like, fuck it, I'll do it. So you know what you do? You rub one out. And
this
afterwards,
is a girl, so or
listen,
finger yourself.
Yeah, take a cucumber, whatever you got to do.
A cucumber?
So, I don't know. You jump in the fridge, take the first thing, look like a dick. And if afterwards you still feel like, all right, I would still do it right now. Then you're like, all right, you're good. That's what I do. You know what I mean? If some girl, it's like, you know, you just rub one out. And you're
I
like,
love how
I'm good.
Guys,
fuck it. Never mind. I don't need that.
I love
need
when
to do
guys
that.
Say cucumbers, though. Like, I just don't know how many
once
women
when I was little,
actually have used vegetables to masturbate.
I saw a picture when I was little of a girl with a cucumber, so I was like, oh, okay.
That's it's just imprinted in your mind.
I was like, all right. I was like, fruit.
That's
all
hysterical.
Right.
What was your childhood?
First of all, I want to talk. Let's get into it. So, Akash, we're not going to say your age, but you're older than 20.
Yeah.
And you're still a virgin.
Yeah.
And it's because, is it because of religious beliefs, moral beliefs? At this
point, I'm going to be honest, I think it might just be stubbornness more than anything else. Like, what the fuck is the point now? You know what I mean? I don't even know. I am religious, but it's not like, it's Hinduism isn't super strict about it. I think it's just like, I made this decision, and this sounds corny, but it was kind of nice to answer this email. I always thought if I was famous, which I would like to be, I want to try to be a good role model. I'm not saying anybody got to act like me. The only thing I'm saying is, like, I try to be what I think is a good person. To be honest, I'm not there. I got a long way to go, but this is one of the things I could do to hopefully show a couple kids, like, it's not the craziest shit in the world. It's, you know, it's not like, I don't know, it's not something I'm saying you have to do, but at least, like, this 20-year-old girl, I'm not saying you got to wait till you get married, but at least make sure it's the right dude. And if I could have that impact, that would be, this sounds really corny to say, this might be the first time I said it out loud, but, like, that would be dope. To say, hey, I had some kind of positive impact on some people. Because I'm going to piss a lot of people off.
That's not corny. That's beautiful and inspiring. Oh,
thank you. Thank you. That's part of what
that
makes it corny.
That is beautiful.
That's part of what makes it corny. And the fact that...
the fact that you just that said that made it worse.
The fact that Shane's mom was so about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm like, that's not corny. That's like a unicorn flying.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
I do have an older brother. He gets it in.
Okay, I was gonna ask, like, if that, like, something that
and I got little cousins who are like brothers and sisters, and they, you know, they do their thing too. But I just Indian households, you don't talk about this much. Like, my brother and I barely talk. My cousin, the male cousin, I have talked about it once. The female cousin, I know what's going on, but we're never gonna speak about it. So, and it's also I got a lot of little brothers and sisters, and even if we're not gonna have that talk directly, if it comes out like this, that's, you know. That's cool. I did this thing that's kind of cool to them that was on TV, whatever, and then I didn't drink or smoke or fuck and do all this other stuff that you would assume comes with the territory.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's cool, man, because a lot of people, like you said, it comes with the territory. Right. Like, oh, he... My brother the other day said to me that all actors do cocaine. I'm like, dude, how the fuck can you just make that generalization? Right. Like, the whole, everyone just does cocaine, all of them.
He's a little brother?
No, he's older than me.
Oh, wow.
He's a fucking idiot, apparently. But it's like, how can you make that generalization? So it's cool, like, you know, it's totally different that when you're, like, glorifying people that you don't know. Right. You're just kind of like, oh, those people are famous. Like, right. They're cool, like, blah, blah, blah. But when you turn around, like, you're on TV and people know you, like, yo, I know this guy and he was on TV, like, when we're younger, to be on TV, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, and now it feels more real to them because they know you.
Right.
And you're on TV.
Right.
And now you're just living how you live. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're just like, I don't do any of that shit. Like, that's just my prerogative. Like, whatever. Right. So that's kind of, like, inspiring to other people. You know?
Yeah, but I'm going to say this. The more I get to where I want to get, the crazier everything gets and the harder it's going to be, I'm sure. But, you know, and I'm not saying you have to do it. I just want to show you I tried. And that's enough.
I think eventually, you know, when you do have sex, if it's not when you're married, it's going to be to someone that you really have a strong connection and strong feelings for.
Well, you know, let's not give me that much credit.
Okay.
This guy's fucking, when he walks out of this fucking place right now.
No, if you saw some of these girls holler at me on Instagram, Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Like, really funny. Like, oh,
they
God.
Don't even tell me I'm funny. They just... They just like a lot of pictures, and I assume they're into me. That's really what it is at this point. And some of them are, it's a problem.
Okay, so you might not lose your virginity to someone special.
Right. I'm trying, though. That's all I'm saying. Just try your best.
You're trying your best.
To do right.
If you accidentally slip it into
right.
a random, hey, you tried.
Slip and fall down a flight of stairs into some puss. You know, that happens once in a while, you know?
Oh, God. And I also want to be like, I don't want to be one of these guys who justifies all his own bullshit. We all do it to a certain degree. But yeah, that's why another reason I don't want to give myself too much credit. I don't want to start fucking and then you see me 3 months later like, well, here's why I did it. And it's like, nah, man, I'm just trying to be good. Let's just be open about this. I'm trying to do right.
You know, there are those people who are like, oh, you said you were going to be a virgin until marriage. Now you're not. So you're a liar. And everything you've ever said doesn't matter. Like, you know,
I remember when they did that to Britney Spears back in the day because she used to be like, I'm a virgin. And then she wasn't going to announce it when she first fucked. Yeah. She doesn't owe that to people.
Justin
but all
Timberlake
of a sudden,
was slaying that on the fucking reg.
I love that.
Come on.
I loved them together. I was very sad when
it
they
was
broke
sad
up.
When they broke up. She trifling though. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
She trifling as
well.
Fuck.
Now that we know Britney, we're like, Justin, good move.
He
good
won.
Move.
I never seen a dude win a breakup like that in my life.
Bro,
holy shit.
If I had to trade places with one person in the whole world, actually, if I could trade places with three people, he'd be one of the three.
Who are the other two?
Dwayne Johnson.
Okay, that's
really?
A fucking great one.
And maybe Will Smith.
Okay, also a good one. His kids are apparently. Hey, you might have liked the interview with his kids.
Well, here's the thing.
She would love his kids. They'd be like, time doesn't. There's nothing that's real.
We loved it.
You did, right?
I loved it. But let me explain. Because Tim and I had to talk about this. Because I was like, Tim, everyone hates them, but I love the interview. Because they were actually dead on with their answers.
I've read it today. I read saw like a portion of it. They shortened it up a little bit.
They get it, but they're kids still. So it's coming from a teenager. So when a teenager is dropping any kind of knowledge, it's going to sound...
Fuck this kid.
Well, yeah, because first of all, they're...
a fucking moron. Yeah.
They weren't putting out... This is also Tim's words. I don't want to take full credit. They were putting out the information, you know, not the way a fully... I don't want to say fully educated because they're educated. They were still saying it like a teenager. Right. It did come across as a little like, you know, not better than you, but like rich kid. It was just kind of like...
Okay.
They didn't get the information across super great with some of the things. They just sounded too out there. Because when you're saying out there concepts, you got to try to bridge the gap. Because most people are going to be like, what the fuck are they talking about? Time isn't real. What are you saying? You know, I say that all the time. I do believe that time is just a linear thing. It's not that it's not real, because if it does exist in this 3D reality, then it's real, but it's also not real. It's kind of like a...
It's relative.
Exactly. It's relative.
It's Einstein.
Exactly. So the kids, I got what the kids were saying, even about, they were talking about duality and the left and the right side of the brain. I thought everything they said was actually right on. It just, they didn't say everything.
I read it. It's funny though, because sometimes that kid tweets some wild shit. Have you ever seen Jaden Smith's tweets?
No, I've heard about it.
Yo, them shits are hilarious. You got to go read them. Just scroll down and like...
I'll check it out.
Especially like, oh my God, tell Tim. Does he read it? Because if Tim was high... And reading those tweets, I promise you have the time of his life. Because he'll tweet shit like trees aren't real. Or just like weird shit.
Yeah, but
like
Shane says that to me. Shane will be like, Mom, that tree's not real. It's just energy that, you know, that we're seeing it as a tree.
Wow,
like,
your kid's
but he's right.
Shane is getting brainwashed by you. You know what I mean? You act like Shane is an independent thinker at age 6 or 4, whatever he is.
Just like, my air isn't
I'll tell
air,
you what, though.
So.
And I mean, yeah, Shane obviously hears what I have to say. But... Shane was spiritual before I was spiritual.
Does Shane ever go back to your dad and say what you say, and your dad just like, what the fuck
is like, what she saying?
My ex-husband sometimes is like, oh God. But what I was saying is Shane, because I used to be atheist,
right?
And Shane would say things to me that I was like, you're wrong. Like, so I used to think that you just die and that's it. You know,
you're wrong. That's a good thing to tell your fucking child.
No, I know. Well, you know how I'm very
it's
blunt.
Like, no, God isn't real. So stop it.
Basically.
Oh shit.
I like
hysterical.
Being very truthful. And I thought the truth
shut
was.
Shut your stupid kid mouth, because God isn't real.
Here's what.
Go back to bed.
And this is, again, I can't take credit for this. This is Andrew. But he said something about atheists, and like, I understand a religious person that wants to convert me. At least he thinks he's getting me into heaven. He thinks he's doing me a favor. The atheist trying to convert me to atheism is like, yo, if you're wrong, we're going to hell, man. What are you gaining from this?
Well, first
and
of
telling
all,
your son, like, listen, don't believe none
well,
of that
I
shit.
Definitely...
You and me in hell ride together.
Listen. Bad boys for life.
Okay. First of all, hell definitely doesn't exist. The hell is
ooh,
the hell you create
ooh,
for yourself.
She in there.
It's
she
your
said,
own
she said
mental
definitely.
Prison.
She said definitely.
Hell is a mental prison. Some people are already in hell on earth. The people who are victims and think that you can create your own hell while here. Anyway, Shane. So Shane would be like, Mom, I think when we die. Oh, no. I said something like, no, I think when we die, you know, we just kind of go into the earth and that's it, you know?
Right.
And he was like, no, you're wrong. We're all energy and we just keep going. And I was like, what are you talking about?
How did
and
he know this? Do you ever ask him?
He's always said weird things like that. Like he would say things to me, Mom, I
that's
came
insane.
Down. He'd say, Mom, I came down here to wake you up. Things like that. So he's before, you know, I got into it, he was saying weird things.
One day
to
you're
me.
Gonna get
you ever ask him where he that's a crazy for I'm sorry to interrupt you. That's crazy for a kid to know. You ever ask him like, where do you get this from?
He'll say things like Shane style, like, Mom, I just know these things.
That's hysterical.
Like, he'll just get dramatic and do that pause.
I would, like, put my kid in a garbage can if he said that. I'm like, oh, my God. The spot I stayed. One day he's gonna get real angry. His whole fucking eye is gonna turn black, and you'll be like, "Oh my god, it's gonna be crazy." He's gonna start talking in a deep voice.
Akash loves Shane.
I do. We have a solid relationship. I haven't seen him in a couple years
because I stopped taking him to comedy clubs,
which was a thing we talked about.
Yes,
that was. That was the one time. Yes, that was the one
and
time
then talked
I've
about
ever,
your fucking vagina.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the one time I've ever said anything like to Kate, like, "Hey, man, like, I've really kind of come down on Kate. Like, this can't happen." I was not into the idea of Shane. It's such an ugly fucking world. It's disgusting.
Every now and then, Shane will, like, if I have a spot at New York Comedy Club where they have, like, a separate room, every now and then, maybe once a month, he'll come sit out there for 10 minutes with, like, a friend.
Fair enough.
But he is not allowed in the room anymore. Yeah, I got my act together.
Yeah, thank God. That 20-year-old girl who hasn't fucked anybody, if she wanted to come to a comedy show, I'd be like, man, wait 3-4 years. It's a horrible place.
I mean, it definitely, it's not a place for an 8-year-old or back then a 5-year-old.
It's fucking crazy.
Hey.
It's fucking crazy.
Not the best parenting move on my part. I will fully.
We all make mistakes.
Yeah,
fully
sure.
Admit that.
Live and
but
learn.
I mean, he used to go on stage and tell jokes, which also.
What?
Also, I mean, do you see ever.
He was hilarious.
Do you do any auditioning or anything, Joe?
Not really.
If you ever get into it, which, I mean, you had the following, you might as well at this fucking point. The following is 40 times bigger than mine. But if you go on auditions, you'll see sometimes just next door or whatever, they'll be auditioning stuff for, like, kids' roles, and you'll see parents with, like, 6-year-old kids, 7-year-old kids, 3-year-old kids taking them into the audition, and you're just like, man, you're a monster. What are you doing to this fucking... This is the most twisted world ever. Like, when you said all actors do blow... No, but there's a lot of actors into some really twisted shit, and you're just gonna put them in this world at fucking 4? Come on, man.
That's kind of crazy. I don't know if I would get it. Like, what kid is gonna be like, "Ma, I want to be an actor"? Like, why would you even think of that? Like, go draw something.
Yeah, even a kid wants to be an actor. Why don't you wait a few years and then see how you feel when you're like 18? Then, if you still want to be an actor, go do whatever the fuck you want.
Shane claims he likes being in front of the camera, but I really try to limit that stuff because I get hit up a lot for people wanting Shane.
He's actually funny.
He's funny and he's cute as hell.
Yeah.
And
he's all right.
But you're a dick. I try to limit it.
Good.
When I was younger, I was like that too. I always wanted to use my mom's camera. Always like, film me. Look, come here. Put the, like, I was like that. But it was never like at no point did it ever cross my mind like, I'm gonna be a comedian. I'm gonna be an actor. It's like none of that. No, I was wanted to fucking play basketball and
touch
girls.
I had it. Shane stopped. There were one of the reasons Shane was getting really cocky in school.
Oh, of course he's a goddamn stand-up comedian at age 5.
Yeah,
he's making roomfuls of people laugh.
It's like, you're gonna make fun of me. I was on stage in front of fucking, you know, whoever.
The principal had to call him in for something, and, like, you know, the principal's like, "I'm gonna take away your recess," and Shane was like, "That's fine." Like, a five-year-old was like, "Yeah, that's cool, man, do what you gotta do."
I understand your punishment. Would you like to hear a joke?
Is he ever like, "I want to be back on stage"?
Yes. But I say, no, not right now. If you want to later in life. So I was on World's Dumbest on True TV. And then
you're going to say World
Star.
For
putting your son in a comedy club.
Well, what happened was.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
Anyway.
She felt that one right there. She felt it. Look at
this.
That.
I told you, this is the one time we've ever. And it wasn't even a conflict, but because I was so much like, no, this is not okay. I
really did appreciate you because it was out of love for Shane.
I love Shane. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So
such a good kid. I don't want him to ruin all that.
He doesn't go anymore.
Let me talk to him. If he ever gets serious about wanting to do it, let me have a little chat with
Shane.
No,
if he's 16, he wants to do it. I'll tell you what, though. Shane wants to be a musician.
16 is fine.
Shane wants to be a musician.
That's dope.
Yeah.
So whatever. But what I was saying was the World's Dumbest Producer, they're producing another thing. I won't say for what, because I don't know once again what we can say.
Right.
But they called, it's a Talking Heads thing, and they called Shane and I both in together.
Oh, wow.
So, and Shane helped write the jokes, which was a ridiculous funny time.
Right.
And we sat for a couple hours together, and it was okay. Like, I don't know if I'd really want to do it all the time.
Yeah, I think that's a fun thing every once in a while.
It was kind of cute, but it was stressful for me. Because he doesn't care. So, like, when someone like us gets something like that, we're like, oh, I better deliver correctly and be professional.
Yeah.
Shane's supposed to be delivering a line, and he's like, "Hey, can I have that soda? Hey, give me your soda." And I'm like, "Shane, get your life together."
I'm like that too. I don't know if I'm like that, like, on purpose, like I force it, but that's how I always approach things. Like, I've been in, like, auditions and shit before, but, like, I go into things like that, and I'm just like, What's up? Okay. I go into shit like that, and I'm just like, dude, just fuck it. Like, who cares? Like, if they just...
Yeah, you don't give a fuck, Joe.
No, I'm like, if they just don't like
that's
me,
so much
like,
better.
Yeah,
that's
I just don't
so
care.
So much better.
I mean, yes and no, because...
Just be, like, ignorant. Be like, yo, if they fucking say no,
no it's
then
so much
that's
better.
Their loss.
But we had like, a big-ish meeting the other day, and he was showing zero excitement. It was giving me a heart attack. I was like, I wanted to kick him and be like, show excitement.
I mean, but there's something powerful, and this kind of applies to
no,
you're
women
right. and demonstrating worth. There's something powerful about not giving a fuck. The industry is like, I don't know if people care about this, but it's like a lot of hot girls. And the best way to get a hot girl is to do what? Is to say no. So you walk in these meetings, it's the exact same thing as girls. I'm demonstrating worth by coming to this meeting and not really giving a fuck about what you have to say. Like, I'm here.
Meanwhile,
I'm cool,
acting all desperate, like,
which is
anything,
like,
we love you.
Which,
yeah,
in terms of demonstrating worth, is like, oh, she must not have as much worth as this Joe kid. And it's fucking, look
well,
at his Twitter
Well, first of
followers.
All, that could be true.
I mean, listen, I don't either.
Why? Because we're in this thing, and what's going through Joe's head is like, I already have a successful YouTube channel.
Right.
He's making money off of it.
Right.
You know, like, in his head, he really is like, I don't need this. Like, if this is a great opportunity, of course I'll do it. But he doesn't need it. Whereas, right, for me, I'm like, not that I need it, because I really do have high standards in this industry with stuff.
Right, right.
But I'm a little more like, I think I'd be more willing to just give it a go, where you're like, dude, I'm busy, I already have a successful
it's
channel.
It's not about that. Even if I had nothing, I'd still be like, dude, whatever. Like, I just don't care. Like, I have this self-belief in myself that I'll be fine. Like, I don't need
That's
anyone
great.
To fucking tell.
There's
like,
something I really envy,
you know,
about.
I mean?
Because I think a lot of us are trained to just accept, take what you can get. That's a thing for a lot of us. Take what you can get. I got this meeting. It's not that great. I'm not that excited about it, but I got to take what I can get. I need it. Whereas I think there's something dope about the mindset, and this applies to the girl sending the email again. You don't necessarily need to just take what you could get. Believe you deserve better, and you usually end up doing better. Self-confidence is insane what it does for you.
Yeah.
Changes your life.
Yeah. Yep.
We have to wrap it up here.
I know. Thank you so much for coming on, Akash.
Yes, thank you guys for having me.
I would love to have you on again, actually.
Sure. This was fun.
Yeah.
Cool. Where can they find you?
You can check out my website, akashsingh.com, akashsingh.com. Follow me on Twitter, @AkashSingh. And I think that's about Instagram, @AkashSingh, especially cute girls. You know what I mean? I'm a little bit of a creep. I will request you if your profile is private. I don't even care.
You're like the least you're like the least creepiest dude, actually.
Like, he practiced
whatever.
That, like, Jesus Christ.
No, that's just, you know, that came out supernatural. That's how I feel. That's from my heart. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kate, where can they find you?
Twitter @TheKateWolf. You can email us, even though it's only me checking the emails. Invasion of Privacy Podcast @gmail.com.
And if you guys want to find me, I'm on Twitter @JoeSantagato. Thank you for listening.
It's probably way easier than it is to find us online.
Yeah. Bye, guys.